In the past year, we have seen rates of depression, isolation, and loneliness skyrocket. And that's not good, because the more lonely that we are, the more likely we are to suffer morbidity and the more likely that we are to die. On top of all of that, the treatments for depression are marginally effective at best, and many people experience no relief despite being on a trial after trial after trial of antidepressant medications. It's time for us to look at depression in a different way. In today's episode, we talk about the functional medicine approach to depression. We talk about the root cause of depression that can lead to other mental health disorders such as anxiety and dizziness and tiredness and insomnia, as well as physical disorders like nausea and weight gain. We look at the root causes of depression and how we can overcome them naturally. Let's get to the show. Welcome to The Lindsay Elmore Show, a podcast that helps you find fulfillment amidst chaos. On this show, I interview thought leaders, doctors, creatives, spiritual gurus, and game changers who inspire you to pursue your dreams, overcome obstacles, and leave your mark. Depression is a very common psychiatric disorder that particularly affects older adults and about 15 to 20% of the overall population. Despite so many people who are diagnosed with depression, only a small fraction of them actually start treatment. Only about one-third of people with depression start treatment. For people who do adhere to antidepressant therapies, treatment of major depressive disorder can lead to an increased number of adverse effects, especially in people over the age of 65. Antidepressants that are really commonly on the market are your selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, and then there are individual antidepressants of bupropion, mirtazapine, trazodone, vilazodone, and vortioxetine. So specifically, SSRIs and SNRIs lead to a greater number of study withdrawals due to adverse effects, and duloxetine specifically increases the risk of falls. This is extraordinarily important to take into account for an older patient, because studies have shown that if an older patient falls and breaks a hip, more than 50% of the women that break their hips will be dead within the next 2 years. So preventing falls is very, very important. Non-adherence to antidepressants is really common. 68% of females do not appropriately take their antidepressant therapy. They may just forget to take the dose, or they may find that it just doesn't work, or that side effects are preventing them from being able to take their medications. This is important because oftentimes antidepressant medicines are not very effective at treating depression. And they're certainly ineffective if the patient is non-adherent to the therapy. So when you think about functional medicine and what is the functional medicine approach to depression, I mean, clearly we have variable reports on how effective antidepressants are, but we also know that we have a very high level of clinically important depression. So clinicians are like, I don't know what to do. And studies have shown that physicians are not very good at differentiating between what is just my patient's just unhappy versus true clinical depression. And clinicians vary dramatically about how they diagnose depression, with some people using the DSM, the diagnostic criterias, effectively and using those checklists. Other physicians just say like, oh, you seem like you've got depression. You seem like you've got this going on. Well, that's not great either. And additionally, most patients that go to see their doctor, they get about 10 minutes with that physician. So it may be a problem of lack of time. It may be an inherent difficulty of the diagnosis, but some clinicians don't ask much at all about depression and how we can best treat it. But here's the great news. There is a wealth of research on the topic of depression, and a huge swath of studies help to point out the effectiveness of non-pharmacological treatments for depression. We know that there is an association between diet and mental health, and we know from a study that long-term adherence to a healthy diet may help to offer protection against recurrent depressive symptoms. The study looked at a sample of almost 5,000 men and women, and their diet scores were calculated using data from food frequency questionnaires over the course of 11 years. Higher scores on the Alternative Healthy Eating Index, the DASH diet, the Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, and the Transform Mediterranean diet were all associated with a lower risk of depression. In addition, we know that we have supplements that can help as well. Some supplements that may help to elevate the mood include St. John's wort. St. John's wort has been used for centuries to treat everything from sleep disorders to mild depression. And it is easy to take, easy to boost mood naturally. However, it is important to recognize the way that St. John's wort works is that it increases serotonin. And so when you increase serotonin, if you're on a SSRI or an SNRI, you can lead to something called serotonin syndrome, which can be life-threatening, which is not where you want to be. Additionally, St. John's wort has a ton of drug interactions, including rendering birth control basically ineffective. Oral contraception, I should say. Oral contraception, it just chews through it. So St. John's wort, not the best idea if you are on an antidepressant or if you're using a medication to prevent pregnancy. Other supplements that you might consider are Brahmi. So Brahmi is considered a nootropic agent, which is a brain-boosting supplement that helps to improve cognitive function, motivation, and well-being. SAMe is derived from amino acids, and you can get SAMe by eating protein. But there is some evidence that SAMe can improve symptoms of depression, and studies have shown that it may remove and eliminate signs of depression equal to certain prescription medications. Extracts work really great. So considering like a valerian root or a chamomile flower, lemon balm, jujube seed extract, all of these can help to improve and create a calming sensation as well as a positive mood. B vitamins, absolutely critical for our mental health. So vitamin B3 helps to bring oxygenated blood into our brain because it helps to dilate the capillaries and the blood vessels. And this means that you can cleanse and detoxify your mental cellular debris that just builds up in your brain, and you can also just kind of clear out the energy of your brain as well. Vitamin B6 is the most active vitamin in chemical reactions, and one of its primary tasks is to aid in the manufacturing of neurotransmitters, including the neurotransmitter serotonin. Magnesium. Oh, Lords, if I could write a book, it might be on magnesium. Magnesium helps to support a sense of physical calm as well as combat occasional stress and restlessness. Tryptophan is an essential amino acid that is the building block of 5-HTP, which is a precursor for serotonin. Tryptophan also converts itself to melatonin, and so that can aid in our restlessness and our sleep. Last but not least in the supplement category is 5-HTP. So 5-HTP is a direct precursor and a metabolic intermediate of serotonin. And 5-HTP is a great way to help boost your body's natural supply of serotonin. Oh, and I forgot three others that cannot be underestimated. The first is essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids, I honestly think before I started doing my functional medicine training that I really undervalued the significance of fatty acids, because fatty acids are there to reduce inflammation, and that is going to in turn mitigate problems in all of your body systems, not just in your depression. So by supplementing with fatty acids, yeah, you may improve your depression, but you also are going to improve your inflammation, your cardiovascular system, all of your body. Zinc specifically has been shown to help relieve postpartum depression, and vitamin K also can be used. What about non-medication and non-supplement kind of vibes? Well, what if you just went outside on a walk, or if you meditated on gratitude, and the gratitude can help to relieve not only depression, but anxiety and pain? And I didn't make that up. A meta-analysis from JAMA summarized 47 studies with more than 3,500 patients, and meditating on gratitude for 8 weeks or longer decreased anxiety, depression, and pain. So we also know that exercising is really important. Exercise, as you know, as Elle Woods said in Legally Blonde, endorphins make you happy. Exercise gives you endorphins, and endorphins make you happy, and happy people don't just shoot their husbands. They just don't. And so it's important to recognize that if, especially if you have severe depression, regular exercise has been shown to be as effective as prescription drugs at treating mild to moderate depression, and it may have a role in helping to relieve the symptoms of severe depression. Focus on your diet, being sure that you're getting plenty of vegetables rich in antioxidants, folate, and B vitamins, as well as getting omega-3 fatty acids from either fish or from plant-based sources. Chin up, everybody. 2020 has been a tough year, and we have the opportunity. Remember, we can't control anything that happens in the world around us, but we can take ownership and control of how we respond to it. So if you have been suffering from depression, number one, depression is real, and don't let anybody tell you like, oh, you're just sad. Oh, just snap out of it. Mental health disorders are the only disorders that we tell people just snap out of it. You're not going to tell people to snap out of their cardiovascular disease or to snap out of their celiac disease. We need to have that same empathy and respect for mental health disorders. So if you have been suffering with depression or bipolar disorder or anxiety, get down to the root cause, which probably originates in your gut, because your gut does more of the communication about the healthfulness of your food, which leads to a million downstream effects that can ultimately lead to sadness and depression. So get out there, get some exercise, get out in the sun, get that vitamin D, smile even when you don't feel like it, and focus on the things that you are so grateful for. I am so excited to tell you, podcast family, that Thinks, your favorite period absorbing underwear, is launching activewear. That's right. As of January the 12th, 2021, you now have period protection even when you head to the gym. Now, if you've listened to the show, you know that Thinx has been absolutely life-changing for me. I'm going on over a year of only using Thinx for period protection. And now there is an activewear line that features cycle shorts, training shorts, leggings, and leotards with the signature Thinx period-absorbing layers built right in. They come in three cute colors, black, kale, and heather gray, and they come in sizes between extra small and extra large, and plus sizes are coming later on this year. That means that whatever resolutions that you have made this year, you can tackle one tiny habit at a time. Whether it's yoga, stretching, being at the gym, working out on home equipment, or simply walking down the street after a workout at the gym, you can now feel confident because each of these products is there to be used either on its own or as backup depending on your flow. The training shorts and leotards hold up to 5 tampons worth of menstrual flow. The leggings, which I have a pair of and absolutely love, hold 3 regular tampons worth, and the cycle shorts hold up to 2 regular tampons worth. Best of all, the leggings and the cycle shorts come with heating pad pockets. So if you're working out somewhere that it's cold outside, you can simply slip in some pocket warmers to stay warm throughout your entire training session. Period active wear is here, and all of the essentials you need, no matter what kind of activity you're doing, is there to give you the protection and the comfort that you need to have an active period. If you want to get started with some of the active wear or any of the other Thinx period proof absorbing panties, go ahead and head to www.shethinks, that's shethinx.com/Lindsay Elmore, that's shethinks.com/Lindsay Elmore, to save $10 off of your first order. Your workout activity on your period has never been better. Shop now, shethinks.com/Lindsay Elmore. The Lindsay Elmore Show is written and produced by me, Lindsay Elmore. Show segments are produced by Sue Procco and Kelsey Lorman. Production design, sound design, and editing is by Jive Media. If you have a question about this or any other episode of the podcast, send us an email to hello@lindsayelmoreshow.com. And hey, since you're still here, take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And while you're at it, go over and follow us on Instagram @Lindsay Elmore Show. This helps us bring the pod to more people.